Haviland, thank you.
It's now 22 minutes to 7. A biker has been shot dead on the M40 motorway, parts of which are still closed this morning. James Kelly has the details. What appears to have happened here, James?
Well, what the police are saying is that this incident happened southbound on the M40 between junctions 12 and 13 near to the Leamington Spa junction. Now, it appears that this biker was biking with a couple of friends from an event called the Bulldog Bash. Now, this is billed as Europe's top biker party, and it was held at the Long Marston Airfield near Stratford-on-Avon. And he was biking away from that, down the M40 southbound, when he was apparently shot and died of the scene of his injuries.
And there seems to be some speculation that this is some dispute between various gangs.
Well, yes, I referred there to the Bulldog Bash, this huge biker festival. Now, this has grown up over the last 20 years or so into an event catering for more than 30,000 bikers. Now, the police are saying that it's not known whether this particular biker, who's in his 30s, was involved in a bike gang, but they say bike gang links are a strong line of inquiry. So whether there's some sort of inter-gang rivalry that's caused this event to take place, that's something the police are looking at as something that there's a serious line of inquiry.
What's the position on the motorway this morning for people who may be travelling in that area?
Well, when this happened, it caused, obviously, large tailbacks as long as 10 miles at the height when the police were sealing off this crime scene. Now, the situation this morning is that about 400 cars that were trapped there in these 10-mile tailbacks have been moved off the carriageway, diverted, and managed to go along their journeys yesterday evening. But this morning, the M40 is still closed in both directions, northbound from junction 10 to junction 14 and southbound from junction 3A, that's where it joins the M42 south of Birmingham, to junction 10. So the area should be avoided and alternative routes should be found if you're travelling in that area south of Birmingham.
Thank you very much, James.
The time now, 20 minutes to 7. Iraq's Prime Minister has called on...